Wilderness Ridge days as a chaplain with so many adults for little guys, right? And, but anyway, it's always a privilege to share what God's doing here at home and around the world. One night I was sleeping, and I usually fall asleep with a message or a kind of Christian show on TV, and I'd fallen asleep, but I wake up about 3 a.m., and there's this picture on the TV screen of these children with bloated bellies around a dried up area of water. And forgive me. And so I get up the next morning and I tell my wife, God wants us to do something. I just don't know what it is. There's people dying. There's kids dying. Every 5 minutes, there's kids. That's what the number is. Because they have clean water, drinking whatever they can get to survive. And like always, my wife said, well, what's God done? I said, I don't know. So I started doing research. And I found these bigs, James Robinson, CBN, all these bigs around the world that drill wells, and they do a beautiful job. We drilled with them for maybe, I don't know, 6 months, maybe even a year. But they wouldn't let me go with them. They're like, sorry, no can do. And I'm like, look, it's not that I don't trust you, but I want to be there. I want to walk with you. I want to see. I want to talk to people. I want to share Jesus with these people that we're sending water to. And I'm like, just can't happen. We'll give you the GPS coordinates, but that's as far as we can go. So I started digging deeper and deeper. And I just asked God, God, just show me somebody that will let me help them, help people. And he did. He hooked me up with an international organization that I worked with for several wells for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And the price kept getting more and more and more. It became harder and harder to get things done. And I was really praying, God, this just doesn't seem like, I know there's got to be an easier way, more efficient way. And so long story, and it's a rather long story short, because I had given my name to one guy in Honduras who wrote my name and number down, that was the connection to a family in Wisconsin that said, Billy, would you partner with us? And I said, absolutely. Then I asked my wife later. Sometimes I get that backwards, but you know what I'm saying? But anyway, it has been amazing. Do we have some pictures up there? I only have 20 minutes, and then I'm going to let a couple girls share from Hope House that's been to Honduras with me multiple times. This lady's fixing to get a well, like literally in the next few weeks. Okay? They've been praying for water for years, generations, and they are so excited to get their well. Go ahead and go to the next one. These guys are in India. We drill in India. We're in a country called Andhra Pradesh, where there are some villages where women have no name, and I'm being real. They don't have their name by their, you would be named Bastrop or Sigurdfried or whatever, wherever you're from. We partner with a ministry, and is this on TV? I probably ought to not use names. Because they could be persecuted if some wrong person sees it. Where we drill in India is 95% Hindu. And when they baptize there, which they do, they ask, are you ready to die for Jesus? Now, if I ask that question at a baptism, people would be running out of there. I mean, sad but true. We didn't sign up for this. Wrong Kool-Aid, right? No, there they say, are you ready to die for Jesus? Because people around you are watching, right? But we're so blessed to be able to partner with a ministry there that teaches women how to read and write. 70% of them are illiterate. So we are blessed to be able to provide sewing machines, rickshaws, and VBS, all these beautiful things that we partner with. Well, they ask us, hey, would y'all be willing to drill the wells? And I'm like, yes. And that's actually how I found it. I just started reaching out to these people around the world that are in the trenches, asking how they got water or if they had water. And so this good friend of mine now, who comes twice a year to speak at Heirs of Grace, lives in California, he sold out for India. He sold out for Jesus, but his heart is for India. So we drill the wells for him, and they go in, and they'll spend 2 or 3 years in one village teaching women how to read and write. And it totally changes everything.
Yeah.
And they are the very bottom of the pyramid, right? They're the untouchable. How'd you like to be called an untouchable? Or be called by your town's name? That's real. It goes on all around us in the world. We live in the most blessed place that God has given us.
Amen.
The greatest state, the greatest country on this planet, whether you believe that or not. When you go to other places and you see how blessed we really are, then I think you'll agree with me how good God is and how much favor he's had in our life. This is in India. They're all dressed. And they make fine linens, right? That's what they're all dressed up. They all made these outfits. This is a well celebration. We drilled that well. And there's the ladies in the community waiting for the celebration to end so they can move in and get the water for their families. We, in Honduras, where we have boots on the ground, we literally will have people standing around with buckets while we're flushing the well. Taking a bath as we're flushing the well. I mean, these people can't wait for water. You know, and I've gotten now to where when I do the Honduran coffee thing, because I'm a big coffee fan. I take tons of soccer balls and jump ropes, and with these empty bags, I gotta put something in them, so I bring back Honduran coffee with me. So if you're a good coffee drinker, talk to me later, I can pick you up. But the beautiful thing is I've learned how to make coffee, so I have a percolator, and I don't empty it out every day. They don't empty it out in Honduras. No, they wait till it's gone, and then they take what water they have, and they start over again. So about the third day, man, I got some righteous coffee. You know what I'm saying? But I've learned that, you know, water is so valuable and so precious. Why would I take a half a pot of coffee and pour it into the sink? Right? That seems kind of silly to most of us, but it's true. We need to really steward. God has called us all to be stewards, every one of us. If you're walking in his kingdom, you're a steward. And he wants us to steward what he's given us well. Right? And so, let's go. Oh, here's one of the guys waiting. He helped us drill the well. We're actually flushing, getting to the clean water, because it doesn't look that good when it first comes out, okay? It looks bad. But most of the wells we drill in Honduras are anywhere from 100 foot to 180 foot deep. And we've drilled wells as shallow as 40 feet because we couldn't go no further and there was good water there and that water's better than nothing. And cool testimony, we were in Taylor drilling at two schools a couple years ago. And one of the guys from that village we drilled 40 foot deep was working for one of the companies that was there at the school doing something. And I asked him how the well was because he remembered me. He said, that's the best water in the area. And God had blessed it. Amen. Kim Casper was on that trip. You guys know Kim Casper. Went with me down there on that trip, and the Lord blessed us. And we hit rock 3 times and moved, and we were about to give up and go somewhere else. And the Lord said, no, right here. I love the scripture that says, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water.
Yeah.
Amen. Isn't that good? Okay, next. Okay, this is Burundi. This is our latest family. All those kids are waiting. Burundi is a beautiful country. It's a very small country right below Rwanda, next to the Congo, and Tanzania. Okay? And if you want to go to Africa, I can hook you up. Because Pastor Amable is ready for you. I actually met him in the States. They contacted me and they said, hey, we're doing a tour with a group of believers, and we're looking for somebody that can drill wells in Burundi. And we hear you're the guy. And I said, well, unfortunately, I don't have a drilling rig I carry around with me when I travel. right? But we will help you find a way to get water. And sure enough, there's all these wells that have been broken down for years and years and years. And now we're going in and maintaining and flushing these wells. We've hired a crew, and we just recently started that. We've only done two. But he has been gracious enough. Can you go to the next one? Oh, that's, let me, okay, so just stay right there. You have the video, the little short video, and go, make sure you got to go back to that. There's two little short video clips of a mob lady, and I told him, I said, look, a mob lady, I've been scammed a few times, I'll be honest. I have a heart for Jesus and a heart for people. There's a lot of scammers out there. And you got to guard your heart, and you got to be very careful who you trust, right? This is a well that was broken down. I think he said 800 people in this community.
I want to let you know that we are fixing another well that was broken. 2 weeks ago, people did not have clean water during that time. And we thank God that our team is here to fix this well so that people can drink water, to drink safe drinking water. So we want to thank you. On behalf of this community, of 800 families, more than 800 families, we want to thank you so much, and we are thanking your partners, we're thanking your ministry for allowing us to serve people in this way. So God bless you, and God bless your families, God bless your ministry. We have so many people in the world that need to be blessed for people to drink and serve drinking water. So please, do continue to pray, and do continue to think of Burundi. There's so much opportunity here. So God bless you. God bless you once again. Love you.
Very grateful to have water. There's other videos, but we don't have time for them. But just to say that our strategy is to go into the larger communities and get wells working there, and then go to the more rural areas. Because this is where people are going to congregate. They literally are there waiting. The other pictures I have, they're there waiting, multitudes of people with their buckets in their hands, ready to get water to make the track. And did you know that the average woman around the world that does not have water walks an average of 4 miles a day? Can you imagine getting up, ladies, and saying, okay, I got to go get water for my family today. That's my journey. And then getting back, and then doing it all again tomorrow. That's what my week looks like. I'm gathering water, and it's not always good water. The water that you've seen the pig walking through on the video, we literally drilled a well right next to that. Now, ideally, most well drillers would go, no, you can't drill it next to that. That's contaminated. It's the only spot we had. And we got 180 feet, and it was beautiful water. Amen. But these, half of the children, I may be exaggerating, but probably at least a third of the children in this village in Honduras had birth defects. Now, we don't know for sure why, but I would gather to say that it's probably because they're drinking contaminated water. Matter of fact, it's so dirty there. They don't even know how to wash their hands or brush their teeth. It's foreign to them. So we do hygiene care. We call it self-care. But we teach them how to wash their hands, how to brush your teeth. We take toothbrushes and we're like, this isn't cool, right? You're going to stick it in your mouth, and you're going to take clean water, and you're going to brush your teeth. That's why we don't give candy to those kids, because their teeth, it's not good. These guys, so one of the things we do three things, okay? We take and bring people physical water while sharing the living water. We take eyeglasses, not readers. We do readers, but we actually, I'm certified with Global Vision 2020, and I'm a refractor, and I can put glasses on you if you can't see. In 5 minutes, put an apparatus on your head, figure out your vision from 4 meters, open up, pop out 2 lenses, put it on your head, and on you go. So we help people see physically and spiritually. John chapter 9, great chapter in the book of John. The whole chapter is about seeing. There it is. There's my cool little toy I can give you. What happened was we were down, we do Bibles. So we We do hundreds of Bibles in these villages, and people couldn't see. Now, probably thought all those people couldn't read anyway, but they still couldn't see. So I researched and I found somebody in Africa who Global Vision 2020 who said, we'll train you, certify you, and we'll send you wherever you want to go to put glasses on people. So that's what we do in Honduras. See that smile on her face? Oh yeah. I can see now. Isn't that beautiful? It's hard to read the word of God if you can't see, right? Go on to the next one. Wait. Okay, go ahead. There's a young lady who's actually in college, and her vision was very, very poor. Her life was changed when we put glasses on her. She said, I can't see. I have a book, and it shows me what glaucoma, cataracts, astigmatism, all these things are. So if they have that in either eye, I just leave a clear lens in, and if they can see and it doesn't hurt their head, I leave it on there. I mean, it's better than nothing, right? And she walked out of there. Matter of fact, we had a service that night, and she came up and gave me a big old hug and just was praising God for those glasses. Isn't it good? Okay. Next. Can we go? Oh. Okay, we can stay right there. Those are four pastors that we put butter cycles on, and they're all beautiful men of God. Oh.
That's not
the
part of
prayer.
That
was funny. Okay. Sorry. Wow, numbers. Oh, well. So those guys are amazing. So when I go back next month, we're going to have a bunch more guys that, and we don't count motorcycles, baptisms, or salvation, okay? I just go in that area and I call them and say, hey, we're going to be in your area. Come meet with us Wednesday night. And they show up. They're like, oh, yeah. So that's four of them. They're all amazing guys. All four of them got amazing testimony of what God's done. Did you go back to the ones in, on the mountain? The motorcycle. These guys, they send me pictures all the time. Look, Pastor. And there's like these mountains, these crazy mountains they drive up on their motorcycles. And they go into these unreached areas to spread the gospel. So that's the third thing we do. We go to share the gospel and to send people to share the gospel. Amen? That's why God gave you the vision. I used to ride motorcycles, and I was in the CMA, still in the CMA, Christian Motorcycle Association. And I was like, one of the coolest things they did was they took motorcycles all around the world and put them in the hands of pastors. And so I'm like, cool, why can't we do that? Why don't we do that? That's a great idea. So we raise, so it's 5,500 times three, what's that? 16,500 a year by 16 motorcycles. By six motorcycles. Did y'all get that math? 5,500 a motorcycle, or for two motorcycles. There we go. And so these motorcycles change everything. We're talking about guys who walk miles and miles with a Bible in their hand, all of a sudden sitting on two wheels that move. It's incredible. That's why they're so happy to come and share what God's doing every time they're there. Okay, there's more. Yes, here's one of the recipients. This guy, precious, precious man of God. Weep. And that motorcycle there is like 22 and some change. That's nothing for us, man. Yeah, I mean, it is for me because I don't have deep pockets, but my father owns all the cattle on the hill. It's nothing for us to put that together and say, guess what? Go be a world changer. And that's exactly what they do. Got another one? I think there may be one more. Is that it? Okay, so I'm going to have Shauna and Crystal come up and share just a few minutes. Did I go over 20 minutes? Okay. Any questions that you may have, ask.
One quick comment. You mentioned the lady walked 4 miles. Water weighs 8 pounds to the gallon.
8 pounds, 2 pounds. Yeah, before I sit down, I want to say a special thank you to this church for supporting Hope House. You don't realize, you know, people think Hope House is just, okay, you got these eight women. No, these Hope House affects eight women's circle of life. I've baptized children, siblings, parents, cousins, all of these different ladies' family. They show up and they're like, what is God doing here? This is amazing. I say, you want some? It's available. Amen?
Amen.
So thank you for being such a supportive and loving group of people. You don't realize the impact you have because we get no state or government funding. We roll in the kingdom 100% of God. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you for your time.